This is Xmark, and I'm Mark Sadowski. Let's get started. So I wanted to say thank you to everybody who listened last week. It was great to be back. Had no idea I was gone for so long, but I'll make sure, I'll do my best not to let that happen again. Although, let's face it, no promises. This week, I'm coming at you with, I need help. So here's my dilemma. I have the X100V, and I'm looking to get the XE4. Both cameras are pretty similar. The big difference being the X100 being the fixed lens, and the XE4 having the interchangeable capabilities. Now, I've had the X100 since the beginning, about well over a year. And I've used it always through the pandemic. I've been using it in my wedding photography. It's a great camera. But I tend to focus on the 35mm range, or 50mm for you full-frame folks. And that's where I primarily photograph. Now, when I use the X100 during weddings, that is essentially my 23mm lens, and I have the XT3 using my 35mm lens, and that's like my setup for the majority of the day. And then every now and then I'll pop out the 90mm lens for portrait modes, for portrait times. Now, if I get the XE4, I could always throw on the 23mm lens and use it during the wedding. No problems there. When I'm not doing weddings, I'll just have the 35mm on it. Seems pretty cut and dry in my mind, but I don't know. Do I stay with the the X100V? I mean, 23mm lens focal length takes me out of my comfort zone. Really does make me look at the composition a little bit differently. But in the end, I tend to do the digital zoom, which defeats the purpose to begin with, for my own casual photos. I don't know, it feels like a no-brainer to make this jump. The only problem is that if I make this jump, it's a one-time thing. I can pretty much do a one-to-one trade-in with my local camera shop. I'll pay a little bit, but not that much more. Ah, it's so tempting. But I don't know what to do. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message. You could do it to Twitter or Instagram. Both of them, I'm at Mark Sadowski, Mark with a C. Or you could send me an email. I'm at, what was my email address? xlineshow@gmail.com. I'm still using that one until I make a new one. But this one really has me stumped. The ergonomics of the X100 are amazing. I guess that would be the same for the XE4. They're very similarly built. The other thing is I have more of a nostalgic feeling towards the XE series more than I do the X100 series. I remember renting the XE1 back in the day. And this is after I've rented the X100 and the X Pro 1. The XE1, I was aiming for it to be my gateway into Fujifilm. I couldn't afford the X Pro 1 at the time. It was a little bit too high for its capabilities and my skill set. So I rented the XE1 for rehearsal dinner. With the XE1, I was using the kit lens, the 18-55. This is where everything famously went wrong for me. It was just, I was missing shot after shot with the camera. The image quality wasn't the best in the lighting situation I was in. The image stabilization wasn't really doing much for me. And of course, the variable aperture lens was not an ideal lens for doing rehearsal dinner stuff. So I had to switch back to my Canon and finish the rest of the night with that. But it was just a bad experience. And it was definitely, 90% user error. But it just didn't have a good feeling to it. And then came the XE2. And my God, what a night and day difference that was. I ended up purchasing the XE2 along with the 35mm 1.4. This was the magic that was that I loved. And I was using this setup in addition to my Canon setup. It was awesome. I wasn't still able to use it, that full-time-ness. I wasn't able to make the complete switch, but it was happening, and I really have great memories of the XE2. And then Classic Chrome came, and oh my God, this was all magic. It was good times, and then from there I was I ended up selling that to do the XT1 and the X100T. Did I say XT1? My goodness, I need to get my naming conventions correct. Yeah, good times with the XC series. I never got the 3. My brother got the 3, so I was able to play with it here and there using his setup. And I liked it, but I never got it. And then the 4 came along, and man, that 4 is just looking really good. I mean, the design on the cameras are making leaps and bound improvements along with the internals of the cameras, and that's pretty cool. So that's where I'm at right now. What do you think? Again, xlineshow@gmail.com if you want to send me an email. I'm at Mark Sadowski on Twitter or Instagram, Mark with a C. And I'd love to see what you have to say. I don't know when I'm going to make my decision. Maybe soon, maybe later. I don't know. It's up in the air. But I've had some good times with the X100, the X100V. I've taken some great photos. But again, I'm just really missing the 35mm feel to it. That 50mm equivalent is just my favorite. I don't know. We'll see. Let me know what you think, and see you next time. We'll be right back. The S10 is looking good too. Nope, can't go that far.